everybody, and welcome to what you've all been waiting for.
Dallas Sports Worldwide.
You get it? If you don't get it, forget about it.
Tell us about you.
Attention, please. Attention,
this evening, please. I stand before you.
This here feels like the whole entire world collapsed.
Mother.
I'm going to turn this over to Trevor now. Strap myself into my seat.
Those who don't know me, my name is Trevor Noah. It is my great honor to be speaking tonight at the nation's most distinguished super spreader event. You could have invited anyone, but you went with the South African variant. Very on theme. I stood here tonight and I made fun of the President of the United States, and I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine, right?
Trevor, the really good news is now you get to roast the President of the United States. And unlike in Moscow, you won't go to jail.
And yes, I know a lot of you are worried. And yes, it is risky making jokes these days. You know, I mean, we all saw what happened at the Oscars. I've actually been a little bit worried about tonight. I won't lie. You know, I was like, what if I make like a really mean joke about like Kellyanne Conway and then her husband rushes up on the stage and thanks me?
But will you ever come back, though?
I mean, I will come back.
To the premise, how will I get back?
How many years from now?
You can vouch. Next year, I'll be back if I don't have time.
Next year, you'll be back?
Yes.
Not 2021 season?
Yeah.
2021, 2022?
Yeah.
You'll be back. And if you don't come back, you will retire. As a coach?
As a coach at everything.
You'll retire as a coach?
Yeah. And as a bus driver? Ever.
It's over. I can't do this anymore.
Just like that, you cannot do that.
Hey, get me to the tea leg. It's over.
I'm a dad.
Hello, baby.
I'm with my parents.
So,
what's going on?
It's the Zulu word, umgodoy. It's not a word that is used normally. Umgodoy. There would be people who would want to exploit the condition of our people and behave as umgodoy behaves. We should be vigilant so that we don't have umgodoy taking charge of our lives.
Taking charge of our lives. Hashtag MSW, live on Sowetan Live, Puma FM, and Rise FM. Be a part of it. Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
Well, it does seem indeed that every single night it is a soccer night, and why not? We all love it. Today is a Wednesday, though, which officially means on Marama Sports Worldwide that it is soccer night. Well, a big thanks to the Emotion Drive on Vuma FM with Lokomotion, Stema Shabana, Big Mike. Well, let's see, they had to enroll a song asking for the angels to guard over them today. I don't blame them. I've always said pray for these three. They need all our prayers. Great show. Love it. On Rise FM today, I can safely tell you that I had to give up very early with regards to the quiz. I gave up. I didn't know if I was blonde or grey-haired. But I heard Lily talking about the fact that she needed us to get to Rise FM and on the Rise FM drive and offer them a very special treat of wine tasting. And I said, you know what? Wine and cheese actually goes pretty well together. We pair it nicely and we deliver it the way it should be. So look out, pretty soon, MSW will be there with truckloads of the red stuff. Be careful what you wish for. Lovely show, guys. Lily and Cheese on the Rise FM Drive. Love it. Allow us to drive you home right now. It is Marawa Sports Worldwide, Vuma FM, Soweto Live, Rise FM. Send me a makai, kulene peja la pata majele. A ukanda kandu figil. Ukanda kandu kona. Angaza mukanda kanda ga diesel, ukanda kanda ga paraffin, no mu petrol. Batu kona ukanda kanda. Tamsang Kabuza. He's going to be our guest tonight. And again, I warn you. If you leave your WhatsApp voice note, questions, remarks, comments until late, you're not going to hear them on air. So now that you know who our guest is going to be, I suggest you start sending those questions immediately. 060-708-0484. 060-708-0484. Hashtag MSW. It is a Wednesday. It is soccer night. Now, we're going to talk about soccer night, starting off Flykai, Ibaroka FC, Ibambenene, Bafana Bestend, Golden Arrows. 35 minutes played in that game. Guess what? Baroka, who need all the points, who are rock bottom of the table, have just scored a goal. Makume. Yeah, Makume just converted a penalty in the 33rd minute, giving Baroka a 1-0 lead over Golden Arrows. So what does that mean for them? Does it move them from the bottom of the table? I think what it does right now is give them 21 points with just 3 games left. If the score stays this way up until the end of 90 minutes, more than just applying pressure on the Dube Bird Swallows FC, who sit on 23. Hey, yeah, I get fuel up his hands. Hey, Maritzburg United also sitting on 24 points. Tears Galaxy saying they've got nothing to do with relegation. They want to move away from that. So looks in challenge with Hamba Anjan. We'll keep you up to date with that score. But it's a significant one for the early evening. We've also got Chipper United taking on Cape Town City at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. Then later on tonight, talking about Maritzburg United, they play against the high-flying Royal AM at 7:30. My oh my. Then later on tonight, Liverpool are waiting to find out who's going to be joining them in Paris. Real Madrid up against Manchester City. That's a humdinger of a game, eh? 2100 hours, 9 o'clock, on the dot. And so talking about who's going to be joining Liverpool, I can safely tell you that Jurgen Klopp literally was saying that reaching his fourth Champions League final as a coach felt almost like a new experience, as his Liverpool side came back from 2 goals down against Villarreal, and they managed to secure a 5-2 aggregate win in their semi-final yesterday. While the 3-goal cushion may look pretty comfortable, this was more than just a test for Liverpool's nerve and also powers of recovery, as an awful opening half by their standards saw their first leg advantage wiped out by debut goals in the competition from Dia as well as Quicklin. Now, you know, when you look back at that game,
outstanding, massive, feels like it's the first, to be honest, because it's always so special. It's, for me, the best club competition in the world. Love it, love the sound, everything, love the night, to the, what respect to Villarreal. This really wonderful stadium, what the people doing here is absolutely incredible. What Una is doing, incredible. The players, how they put us under pressure, everything is great. So it feels so special because it was so difficult for us. But in the end, we deserved it as well, and that's really cool. And it was massive, massive from the boys. So before the game, I told the boy I would like to have to read the headlines, which is that the mentality monsters were in town, just because I wanted us to be from the first moment, not that somebody like somebody who defends the result but goes for the 3 points or for the win. Couldn't see that, but the second half was like this, and I'm not 100% sure, but I asked what is in Spanish, and I think it's mentalitare monstruosos, something like that. Sorry, but maybe somebody can figure it out. So for me, it was like this because it was, you could see how much we, how impressed we were in the first half, and then coming back like we came back in the second half is really special. With 500 games, like it feels with the boys played, it's completely normal that a situation, that a thing like in the first half can happen. But reacting like we reacted made it really special again, and that's I'm really happy about that. Yeah, what can I say now? So there's only one chance to win a final, is to qualify for the final. That's what we did so far. We played each game available. We went through all competitions until the last game. So, but three of these competitions are not finished yet. So I know all the stories around and stuff like this, and supporters from other clubs and these kind of things. First half today, a lot of people might have been happy that we have got a knock, all these kind of things. But it's really difficult to reach three finals. That's probably the reason why nobody did it so far. But we made that happen. And when the specific finals are show up in our schedule, we will make sure that we are ready for it. But we play incredibly strong teams in these finals, so we will see. We give it a go, definitely. But that it's difficult, I could have told you without knowing that nobody did it so far, because it's really...
Well, kudos to them. We'll find out who gets to join them in the final. Well, a quick look at yesterday. I know that just before we wrapped up on air, there was an update that came through from the PSL DC prosecutor, Uzolama Javu. Remember, there was this outstanding case.
Uzolama Javu, PSL prosecutor. This is a further update on the Orlando Pirates disciplinary matter involving its denial of Mr. Tumsugaze's access into some precincts in Orlando Stadium, in spite of him being in possession of a valid all-access VIP card. Having been found guilty last week, the DC considered both parties' submissions with regard to the appropriate sanction, and the DC ruled as follows. 1. Orlando Pirates was fined a monetary amount of $100,000, which amount is wholly suspended for a period of 12 months on condition that during the period of suspension, Orlando Pirates is not found guilty of the same offense again, in which event the suspended 100,000 will immediately become activated and payable, and they could further be sanctioned for that other infringement which they would have committed over and above the current one. 2, they were also ordered to pay the costs of the DC hearings, which costs for approximately 4 sittings would be administratively computed by the league and sent to Orlando Pirates for payment. Thirdly, they were further directed to send a written apology to the league. In that apology, they need to recognize that they had brought the league, the game, SAFA, CAF, FIFA and the sponsors into disrepute in the manner in which their officials manhandled Mr. Sugaze. That is the end of the release.
All right, so Pirates who are found guilty need to write a letter, an apology to the league, because they brought the league, they brought the PSL, they brought SAFA, CAF as well as FIFA into disrepute by their conduct. So we wait to see. We're looking forward to seeing what that letter entails. Eh? Orlando Pirates writing an apology to the league. And are also ordered to pay for the 4 DC sittings and fined 100,000 rand, wholly suspended for 12 months. Okay. What's on the table? Kandaganda's coming up next shortly. But as we head into the news, I promised you an update. I mean, he's been subject to speculation over what the future, his future, in recent weeks. He grabbed almost, if not all, of the tabloid headlines as the club SuperSport United had a lot to say about it. They suspended him at some point, and also Kaizer Chiefs as well as Mamelodi Sundowns have tussled over his elusive signature. But all we know is he's one of the country's most talented young gems, and he needs to be protected, is what a lot of us say. Now, to be guided, and if B, to be disciplined. Now, the man responsible for guiding him, well, we certainly hope so, is here. That's Sipho Mbule's agent, Mr. Mike McCubb. joining us to speak all things about this highly, highly talented football player. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Robert, and good evening to your listeners. And it's always an absolute pleasure to speak to you.
Pleasure's all mine. A pleasure from my side as well, Mike, because it's a long overdue conversation regarding a very talented player that I've described in no uncertain terms, needs all of us to help him to be a protected individual. There's been back and forth conversations around him, his future, where he is. Where do we stand right now?
Okay, Rob, so just to enlighten you, we have SIPO in a special training program. He's not training with the club. We have a special training program. That program will be ramped up next week. So our intention is that by the time preseason starts at the beginning of the 22-23 football season, SIPO will be in the right mental and physical condition to do his best in the preseason. I think that's vital for him and his career going forward. I do confirm that I will be meeting with a club in Johannesburg next week, hoping to meet with them on Tuesday next week to discuss the way forward with SIPO. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. It's absolutely clear that the relationship between the player and the club has reached a point of no return. And I think the club made that quite clear in their public statements. I can, let's say, consolidate that statement by saying that there is very, very little chance that Victor Bule will play for SuperSport in the new season. And I'm pretty confident that we'll come to an agreement with the club that they will be reasonable in their demands for his release. We also have to understand that SIPO spent a great part of his career being developed by SuperSport. And it's hardly fair to expect them to wave him goodbye and not at least try and get some sort of return on their investment. But that will all be hopefully spoken about next week. And I'm pretty confident, Rob, that by the end of the month, we'll have a very, very clear direction as to where SIPO is going to be going.
Now, when you talk about him not ever playing for SuperSport United again, it pretty much echoes what Stan Matthews said about him. But is his contract up, or is he not going to play for SuperSport United because of other factors?
No. So his contract, his initial contract expires at the end of the season. However, SuperSport do have an option to exercise an extension to that contract, which has to be exercised by the end of May. Again, whether that will be done remains to be seen. I guess that could also form part of our talks and our negotiations next week. I'm not confident that we will have final clarity as to where SIPO will be going. What I am confident is that we will find a solution for SIPO's future.
Mentally, how and in what space is he at the moment?
Look, Rob, I would be lying to you if I said that any footballer who is in this particular predicament is in a good mental space. In actual fact, it would concern me if he was happy with the predicament that he was in. So, yes, it is stressful for him. But again, we've also been working on his psychology. We've had a few experts deal with him. And the most important thing is for us to get to the root of the problem. I don't have to tell you, we've seen so many talented footballers in our country not realize their full potential because of let's say, their demons, whatever those demons may be. And, you know, it's extremely easy for us on the outside to criticize. not having walked in the shoes of a young player or a young man, and I'm not saying that this is the case, but you know, sometimes your home life, your life skill development has a great role to play going forward. And you know, we often look through our lenses when we say, cannot understand why such and such a player did this. His whole life is ahead of him. He's such a talented player. And yet, look, he's repeated the same mistake over and over, and his career's come to an end. And we've seen that happen in our country on a number of occasions. But it's easy for us to see it through our lenses when we're looking at life in a totally different way. So what I try and do is put myself in the shoes of the person that I'm trying to guide and mentor, and do whatever we possibly can as an organization to help. Do we always get it right? Definitely not. Sometimes the problems are so deep-seated and deep-rooted that even, you know, the experts can't get it right. But in the case of SIPO, I'm super confident, and I mean that sincerely. I'm super confident that SIPO will realize his full potential. He's a really talented player with the X factor that we've seen at his best, capable of doing things that others battle to do. So we will put our heart and soul into making sure that we can do everything in our power to help him on his journey.
I know you mentioned a short while ago that you want to get him ready for preseason so that he starts preseason when his new club starts preseason.
Yes.
It was openly discussed as well, Mike, that you were or had conversations with Naturina, with Bobby Mdawu, with Kaizer Jr. Regarding his potential move to Kaizer Chiefs. Can you confirm that, and what was the outcome of that meeting?
No, listen, we've had preliminary discussions with a few clubs, Rob, including Chiefs. But, you know, again, I need to, you know, to make it clear, because sometimes, you know, our listeners and our supporters think that, you know, we're hiding things. But the truth of the matter is that until such time as I can clear the situation with SuperSport, how can I get involved in any detailed discussions with another football club? All I would be doing is truly wasting both my time and the time of that club that I'm engaging. So the important thing, and I'm really hoping, beyond all hopes, that this week coming will set the tone for the next step in SIPO's career, in that whatever happens, we're given the green light by SuperSport to start talking to clubs that have shown an interest. Well, not even to start talking, but to
finalize.
Let's say to become more formal in our discussions with those clubs that have expressed an interest, Rob.
Yeah, and I guess that lends into a question here on Twitter that's just popped up on my timeline now. Yes. From Selimaju, saying that are there current offers for him from both local as well as overseas clubs, or are they waiting until SuperSport's debacle is sorted?
We're waiting until the SuperSport situation is resolved. So there are no formal offers, but there's definite interest locally. Rob, overseas, it's not the right move for him at the moment. So we've had that discussion with SIPO, and he agrees. If we turn the clock back 12 months, just prior to the Olympics, and he had gone to the Olympics and had a fantastic tournament, then little doubt in my mind we would have seen SIPO and Boule move into Europe. There would be absolutely no doubt that a football club would have exercised the release clause, because we had an overseas release clause in his contract, his new contract. But I don't have to tell you, the competition for foreign players to play at the level of Europe is high, not only from other African countries, but from Eastern European countries, South American countries, development within clubs' own structures. And so, you know, with playing overseas, Rob, everything has to be aligned. You know, I often read, and I know I may be going off at a tangent here, but I often read about players going on trial. And the truth of the matter is that, sadly, the majority of those trials are what I call blind trials. So they've been engineered by representatives who have connections at certain clubs. So I'd like you to have a look at this particular player. We don't like taking players abroad unless that player has been identified by the football club that we're taking the player to, and there is a genuine interest in the player. So for us to start looking overseas for people with furniture, but there's little doubt in my mind that if he does what I believe he can do, that he has the talent to play at a very good level in Europe, again, should he realize his full potential. But he needs at least a season, a fantastic season locally, to generate that interest again in him in Europe.
All right, Mike McCabe representing Sipho Mbule's interests as he chats to us to iron out a few issues that are still hanging up in the air. But he is confirming that he is going to be meeting the club next week to finalize all of that. Then they can then begin formal conversations with the interested parties. Now, in the event that, let's say it's a positive conversation with the Mutaungs down at Naturena, there was also a relative speculation again, Mike, and that's why I always like to call upon you to clarify these speculations, is that they would have wanted to have another player that you represent also hooking onto a potential deal to Kaizer Chiefs, and that player is Cody Sang.
No, you know, they're two different matters, in that Cody Sang is contracted to Braga, and we've never ever discussed the two matters together. Cody Sang's name has come up in discussion. Again, Braga have until the end of May to exercise an option on a new two-year contract for him, and that remains to be seen as to whether they're going to do that or not. So, again, we're going to wait until Braga make up their mind what they want to do. And they haven't indicated yet as to which direction they're going to move. Are they going to exercise the option or not? So very difficult for us to open any discussions for Kobamela. But again, you know, he's done well enough for us to also look at possible opportunities for him in Europe. Vartel now is 22 years old. He's only played a handful of games for the first team at Braga. But there again, Braga is one of the top three, top four teams in Portugal. So it's never easy to break into those top teams in Europe. But he's done extremely well for the reserve team. And so we have to weigh up all the options and make a decision which we believe is best for his long-term career. As I said, you know, he's 22 and really at the beginning of what we hope is going to be a really exciting career for the young man.
Yeah. Feel free, Mike, to let us know when you're up here in Gauteng so that we can drag you into the studio. There's a lot that we need to chat about. Bernard Parker, Kieran Backus, all sorts of things. This, yeah.
So I really would love to do that. I'm probably going to be there for a few days. If we stay in touch, I'd love to meet up with you again.
Perfect. Sounds great. Sounds like a plan. As always, Pro Sport International's very own Mike McCabe joining us right here on Mara Sports Worldwide. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you so much, Rob. Take good care.
Highly appreciated. Mike McCabe there joining us right here on Mara Sports Worldwide. Keep those WhatsApp voice notes coming through so that we can play them as early as possible, because after the news, of course, Ukanda Ganda Madoda.
Good evening, Rob. It's Edwin here from Daveyton. I just want to congratulate my team, Black Leopards, for surviving the relegation and making it 6 out of 6. Pambini Ngojuel Masuta Pambini.
Hey, scraping and surviving, that's the name of the game, I can tell you. Yo. All right, it is halftime. Baroka FC leading Golden Arrows by a 2-0. Chipper United as well as Cape Town City also locked in a 0-0 battle. After the news, though, Uganda Ganda. Tamsanga. Gabuza will be in studio.
For our sports worldwide,
we honor and thank this very, very selfless servant of the beautiful sport of hockey. Former hockey SA CEO Marissa Lange. I don't even know how you would describe your tenure since 2009.
It's been a rocky road. I've been known to speak about the funding formula for sport in South Africa, which till today, after serving 12 years at a national federation, I can't tell you what that funding formula is. Trying to shake off that label of hockey being an elitist sport and hockey being a white sport.
Is it still a white sport?
I think there's a lot of changes, Robert, in the sports code. If you watch how the boys played at the Pro League as well as the Tokyo Games, you can see nobody can question why the players of color have been selected. Representation becomes a reality in South African hockey.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. Hashtag MSW. Honest. Deliberate. Engaging. Uncensored. And most importantly, independent in mind.
Ayla.
And execution. Wednesday nights. Soccer nights. Your nights.
Right now, though, we begin our conversation with a very formidable player. And with any shadow of doubt, he's one of the most colorful, charismatic characters in our domestic football circles. I guess it's fun. He's also very funky off the pitch. Deadly on it, though. Don't be fooled. There's also never a dull moment when Tamsang Gabuza is around. He's here today. He's paying us a visit under the bridge in Katlehong. Join us right here at Marawa Sports Worldwide. And as I warned you, please send us your WhatsApp voice notes because they come through in numbers. 060-7080484, 060-7080484, hashtag MSW. It is Soccer Night, Lockdown Radio, in full effect. Ganda Ganda's here. Baba, sawubona.
Unjani, Robert?
Hayi, kuzolunga umuntu obudala. Kuhamba kanjani, man?
Hayi, kimi kuhle yonke into.
Hlale kuhle kuwena.
Njalo nje.
Yini ekwenza ukuthi ube kuhle?
Hayi, ukuthi nje uma usihlezi ujabulile,
yeah,
yonke into ihlezi iright.
Yini ekujabulisayo? Wonke umuntu uhlale buza ukuthi hayi, le nsizwa le ihlale ijabulile, le nsizwa le engathi ayinayinkinga, le nsizwa le kwasho kwacima. Kwenziwa yini?
Good spirit. Yiyo into engayisho le. If you have a good spirit,
yeah,
nothing can I say.
But have you always had this good spirit? Because a lot of people might think differently. Le good spirit ifike nini kwena?
Ngathini since lingazalwa ilento nje enginayo ngasonke isikhathi, and then abantu uma bengitshela, and then ilento engihlezi ngiyinotice, and then nami ngayibona ukuthi okay, into ikimvele egazini la
since uyingane.
100%. No,
mangabuza abadala bazongitshela okunye ngithi
maybe not, maybe, yeah.
Let me get to something very serious. we'll have fun, we'll talk, there's ups and downs, you know, your career. Congratulations.
For what?
You played yesterday? Did you not?
Yeah. I was the captain.
Exactly.
I was the leader.
What did it feel like to captain SuperSport United?
Wow. Yes, that's true. Angazi ngayibeka ngithini le nto le. It's amazing. And then it's all good to get ngiphathe ibhande le SuperSport and then ngilide like a team. Bengakazi ngisho in my life ukuthi kena ke will be a captain.
Yeah.
But when I got the chance, everyone was laughing, everyone was happy. And then everyone since singena ku tunnel, imagine all the players from Stellenbosch, since the coach was laughing.
Because you're the captain.
I was the captain. Yeah. Yo, ngiyazizwa ngijabule kakhulu kahle ukuthi kena ke I have a chance ukuthi kena ke nama ngakhona ukulida i-team. Ngizizwa ngijabule kakhona kakhulu.
Babehleka, bakuhleka ngoba bayawazi ukuthi awukho serious.
Europe. No, why are you good? I'm a leader.
No, but my captain, my flag. Why a side show? When why be flag?
No, why are you good? Wow, this guy. Good can I? I'm a corner leader band, and then maybe I'm motivating some other guys. Maybe some other. Yeah, well, youngsters, good can again. Anything is possible. No man, I in Bangakonu go by yon, Lentule, Abafunu go by yon. Jangobanami, I was not noticing good thing about Captain, but and then I was born as a new Captain Rob.
So, the Sport United is a very serious team. It's a cup winning team, it's a top 8 team, it's a league winning team, it's all of those things. That is Super Sport United. What do you think earned you that right to wear that armband that so many great players have been able to wear?
Rob, Lendole Natin, I got a sensing figure go Super Sport, and then the way they welcome me, Bang Tate is a, and then the player got their figure, and the player won a Sanduk figure, and I was glad to get a little band like Abubu Mankumalo, Rowan Williams, Keaton Daniels, and then I'm maybe party leyo team leyo. Shoot gonna get you see good gonna get this something good in like Kuluma and my players different, like you put the something in the mind good make your lalo some joke aside, and then Masu say fielding you must work.
Ong Jelege in team talk yako. Your team talk. Wish I'm an Zulu, yes, man.
English room, man.
Give me that team talk. Give me what you told the players yesterday. Now is the time for us to understand.
No, let me tell you something.
I don't want to know anything. I want to know about your team talk. What did you tell the players yesterday? As you know, say, in English.
In English, man. you know, you after you warm up, and then you go to the field, and then after the field, and then moment of silence, and then I was seriously say, come on, guys, come close, and then all of the players are laughing at me. Now I'm serious, like I say, come on, guys, man, focus, we going to win this game, and then you know we coming to a draw, and then now must focus, no draws now, anything now, we want to win a win, and then they laugh at me. But sometimes ngobubona ukuthi we playing with the young players now, yes. And then sometimes we must go through emqondweni yabo ukuthi kenake bafaneke manje bangabi like bafile like basabe like yabona ukuthi manje badlala ku PSL like baqhamuka ku MDC na manje uma try to see ukuthi okay ulona ucabanga kanjani, okay lona uhappy kanjani, lo mayikwatile kanjani, everything ukuthi manje izinto ofanele ukuzicabange lezo ukuthi okay umuntu umbona kanjani, and then you go through the month, and then you motivate him,
yes.
And then the rest is history.
So hleba na yilaba abancane.
Imagine, Rob, but end of the day, bafila happy, and then kwehle ukthuka egroundini, and then umuntu bese adlala igame yakhe. Ngoba most of the time, if you see Rowan, and then you from MDC, okay, you see Gabuza, uqhamuka ku MDC, uyathuka, and then now awusakhoni ukuimpress igame yakhe, awusakhoni ukudlala the way ofuna ukudlala ngakhona, but Gabuza on your side, and then akhulume nawe like akutshele the way afanele kudlale ngakhona, the way afanele kurelax ngakhona, the way naye aqhamuka ngakhona, thola ichance ngakhona. That's why I'm the captain of the Super Sport.
After 90 minutes, how did you feel? I mean, you've now made history. I'm trying to think back. Which other club have you ever captained? Besides the world, Captain Ju. What's the
name? Vodacom League, Rob. Imagine, Vodacom League to PSL.
So this is the first PSL team you've captained?
That's my first. SuperSport, thank you for technical team, to the players, supporters, ukuthi kenake angiphele ithuba ukuthi kenake ngihole lama players, but nami ngizizwa ngibalekile kakhulu ukuthi kenake there's something engibeke etafuleni kule team leyo ukuthi kenake ngisebenze kanzima like every day, like sure. Coach Andre, technical team yakhe, abantu abasebenza nabo, ukuthi kenake babe nami ngaso sonke isikhathi, ukuthi they see something ukuthi kenake nami le bande ngakhona ukulibamba. Thank you for Stan Matthews ukuthi kenake abe nami ngaso sonke isikhathi, yabona angiphushe like ukuthi every day must work hard, every day I must score the goals. Yeah.
Yes, what you turned up joker, but was it an emotional time for you? Maybe my Pele game. So Tamsanga versus Tamsanga versus Tamsanga versus Tamsanga emotweni usuhamba usekhaya.
Yo, I wish Robo ungaba se training ne.
Yeah.
I wish ukuthi ungaba se training. I hate ukuba ku losing team. I hate ukuba ku losing team, Rob.
Mm.
You know ukuthi keneke ngaso sonke isikhathi if mangizibuza ukuthi i-training mase ngiqedile yini engiyenzile, ngicontribute ngani today, yini engiyenzile, ngiscore how many goals, ngcreate how many goals, and then most of the time ngiba se winning side, like that, I'm always happy.
Yeah,
i-team engiyona ehlezi winner, but mangise teamini eluzile
kubenzani?
I just stretch and follow the instruction from the coach and then take my boots and go to my car and go home. And then because angeke ngihlale, yo, they're on me. Oh, since abantu abaqoqa amabhola, abomabuza, everyone on top of me ukuthi hayi namhlanje abo brabi ukuthi manje namhlanje is not happy, what's happening namhlanje is not in the mood, what's happening, kwenzakalani ngaye.
Oh, when we mood keeper
ngokwami, like I'm always on a winning team.
So ovunyela ukuthi ube ne COVID, ovunyela ukuthi uphathe umphimbo, ovunyela ukuthi ube nenqaka libhlungu,
like imagine if nje sengiba nalezo zinto lezo, ayikho into ezohamba kahle. Because ngase sonke isikhathi ngiletha i-happiness ethimini. Ngase sonke isikhathi kwamele kuhlezi ku-happy. Ngase sonke isikhathi akufanele ukuthi mhlawumbe uma uye emsebenzini, Rob, if uma usunenkinga ezisendlini and usithathe usifake emsebenzini.
Sure.
Ezisendlini sisale endlini, emsebenzini sisemsebenzini. Makufaneke sisebenze, we working.
Yeah.
After work, okay, we can talk, but when masisemsebenzini sisemsebenzini.
Usebenze ngespanel.
Hayi ke labo ke hayi ngibaqaqe ngaso ke ispanel. Last number ispanel. Hayi bekungasekho isikhathi, Rob.
So next season ungena ngani? Ubobo yani ispanel, yazi ubobo yani le lenkulu loyo ayayo.
Yama truck. Yabo code 14. Eh, yabo code 14.
Ngizodinga yona next season ngithi as SuperSport United.
Eh, Rob. I don't want to lie, ne? Let me tell you something. Since I figure, maybe season number is title. In my life, I'm going to league, Rob. I'm going to league. And then since I figure, go super sport, I'm smelling. Like, I'm smelling MTN 8 and then win MTN 8 and then I smell a league maybe twice if I'm not mistaken, twice.
Oh.
And then maybe first round maybe we are in the top 2, second round okay, especially Spelela Goma 7-5, second season first round number one. But next season, Rob, I'm telling you, you can call me here and then tell me next season.
The smell is strong.
Big time.
Akuvalekanga amakhala, awuna sinus, the smelling is open.
like I'm saying to you, Guti, my spanella next season,
yeah,
it's bigger than this one.
That's all. Mm. When you come back from the break, Tamsang Kabuza tells us all about the journey so far, because as you know, is integral. He's just told us that he is the mood provider at SuperSport United. If things go wrong, they look to him and say, what went wrong? We'll take a lot of your WhatsApp voice notes. He is my guest. He's with us all the way until 7 o'clock. How can I get my daughter? I'm sure you're talking about listening in South Africa. Corner Line Studio.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
We honor and thank this very, very selfless servant of the beautiful sport of hockey. Former Hockey SA CEO Marissa Langidipkino. We always celebrated Chester Williams as that one black person in that 1995 final that was played. Wasn't good enough at the time? Of course not. Was it representative? No, of course it wasn't. They always wanted to group the black players as being, this is politics. They have to force them on us as if they're not South African. In a nutshell, in terms of what I've described, is where hockey would find itself, but also find itself that they can win a world championship with this transformed team.
When the Kasim boys take to the park, when Nobile Ntuli creates the most phenomenal goals on the field, nobody can question why he's in the team. Because if you don't see star African black players playing the sport that you've been taught your whole life is a white sport, you will never aspire to play the sport.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. Hashtag MSW. Don't touch that. Depressing lies and allowing you fresh and unfiltered sporting engagement.
Hey, Prarop, Budom. Usboni Somkhize there. Ethekwini. Fenye Sundowns. Yala, Ethekwini. Hey, Budom. Phethe Thamsanqa uGandaganda. uGabuza. Mfethu, phethe enye character, mfethu. Yabona. Hey, Kabuza, mfethu. Hayi, mfethu. Hayi, lalela, mfethu. Wena fethu, with the supplier or no supplier, wena ushaya inethi wena kuphela into oyingenele egrawundini uvula kuvaliwe mfowethu. Ah, wena fethu, hayi gcwele ngawo. Ngiyakumajina nje fethu, with the supplier fethu, team like abo Sundowns fethu, isupplier yonke wena kuthiwa shaya inethi. Ha, hayi fethu, hayi uyayishaya inethi bhuti wami. Ngiyakuvuma mina, bangasho bethu abalibona ibhola la kwena, kodwa inet uyayazi, uyayibona fethu. Ngikufisela okuhle bhuti wami, obe right.
Awu sibonisa, awuchazele uzwele nawo. Kuyayifela ngawo. Ngiyabonga
Siboniso fethu, ngiyabonga kakhulu ne ukuthi ubone ukuthi hayi ngumudliwayo inet. I'm sleeping with the net. Thank you very much ma out. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Umbani.
Good evening, Rob. It's Taboho here. Rob, you're talking to a great player there, Tammy Kabuza. I really admire his personality, and I think he's one player that any coach will want to have in their squad. Rob, and I can say that it takes a great player to play in the PSL for more than 10 years, and he has accumulated that through his hard work and meticulous dedication that he puts into his craft. And I just want to ask Tammy Kabuza, what comes into your mind if I mention the following names? Tammy Kabuza, Siyabonga Sangweni, Siyabonga Nkosi, Musa Bilankulu, Thandoyise Kubone, Bryce Moon, Siyanda Zwane, and Jabulo Mangana. And lastly, how did you feel when you were told that you're going to captain the team when the team was recently playing against Stellenbosch? And how did you receive those news? Thank you so much and all the best in your career. And I certainly believe you'll get into coaching when you retire, so that you can impart your knowledge and everything that you've learned in your career with the youngsters. Thank you so much. Tebogoye.
Debza. He mentioned some great names there. And he says, what comes to mind?
Yo, Debza, ufuna ngikhale manje. Want me to cry, Debza? If you mad, name those names. Ngathini, Debza? Those names, ne, labo ma player, bangikhulisile kakhulu, Debza. Ngila ngikhona yiwona, and then ngilalela ama Alvas wabo, and then most of the players bengihlezi nginawo ngasonke isikhathi. Ibona abantu bebengithethisa kakhulu, Debza. If mangakutshela ukuthi kana if you lawo ma players, Siyabonga Sangweni, Bryce Moon, Musa Bilankulu, Njabulo Mancane, Siyabonga Nkosi, yo Yo. I thought those guys are hitting me. If man get a ground in it, and then like you know, I was trying, man. I was trying. Like abantu batin get a good. I was trying, and then ilabo banda be bengbuisa endlele. Ilabo banda be bengbuisa. If ma bengbono guting it down and as song case cut your one. Ilabo banda be bengpusha. Ilabo banda be bengjelo guti anege. Ngizeleni uyabona and then no ukuthi kaneke okay ngizele umsebenzi lana and then I must produce lento le enginayo italente le engiphiwe uNkulunkulu lona and then yeah and then ngiza kule question yakho yokuba ukhetheni. Yeah, what a leader. What a captain, Thamsanqa Gabuza. It's like ukutshengisa abantu abasemakhaya, ukutshengisa abantu abasemalokishini, ukutshengisa abantu abase angazi ukuthi ngachaza ngathini, kaze ukuthi everything is possible. Yabona, noma ngayini ofuna ukuyenza empilweni, noma ngayini ofuna ukuthi uyenze, ngisengenzakala. Like there's no one ukuthi kaneka nga like today ukuthi kaneka ngabona uThamsanqa Gabuza e captain. Shoot, everything is possible. Yabo, since nasesikoleni nakuphi everything nasesikoleni umuntu ukuthi la kungahambi khona kahle and kunama terms nasesikoleni you can fail a term ukufailele enye and then end of the year we pass and then njengoba ubona uGabuza naye ustrugglele if mase uyibhekisisa kahle ilife yakhe ebholeni until uyabona manje sikhuluma manje ithe best player in PSL, number one striker for South Africa. Imagine, captain for SuperSport.
Are you the best player?
Definitely, Rob. I'm the
footballer
best
of the year.
Footballer of the year for SuperSport.
And of the PSL.
Captain of the year for SuperSport.
Captain of the year from one game
for SuperSport.
Captain of the year one game. But then you're going to be captaining again on Friday and you play against the Dube Birds, you play Swallows, you'll be captain again.
Definitely, look, no doubt. I'm still a captain for SuperSport and then yeah.
So then you can be captain of the year then, because it's going to be two games now.
You know, Gutipela, I'm a particular situation of the something else happenayo came in. It's like answer, you never know. Never know, Rob. Never know. Yeah, but I think I should go to the Gule Kemes Agiona. I still good things, so captain. Nagule Kemes Pumagion and Jango Buboni and Sasso captain. Yeah.
And so by came in Zimaga, Mobi Swallows, the other thing, I'm a points. Best test check is called up. Ibili Di Paroka, a Valley Cap. We Swallows. Is among like his follows, yellows, and my baby, papa. So we should pressure again. Iguan, like a captain.
Like a leader, and the team, like a SuperSport, like you see, wow, what a team, what a family. You're not scared, Rob. Let me tell you, you're not scared. Every game, we take one game at a time. One step at a time. We're not scared, Rob. Salos is coming home to Pretoria, like that answers Pretoria. We're ready, and we're ready, and see ready.
Akukuthusa ukuthi bazobe betatazela pressures of big one.
Ngikhuluma kakhulu about Swallows, ngikhuluma kakhulu about iSuperSport, the way sitraina ngakhona, the way singakhona, the way iteam ngakhona. Ay, Rob, man. You know, man, Spanela. You are such a Spanela 7 Zaganjan.
Those chill.
Sia fixa. Like a corner, sia cleanis.
Sia fixa, sia cleanis. But like a group. But like a group. Defense, midfield. Ukorile wena ngithi 7 goals.
No, but xoxa khona lapha ya phambili. Phambili since you know we lose a big striker like Robler, yes. It's out for couple of days, man. And and then Kabuza was injured. Kabuza was on the red card, and then you must rotate some players to play like striker. If though Benga is a striker, you are born good. Can I get well? La papa mbili benga eko right, and then spanela safi.
Sakwenisa. Sakubela pambili. Ngolu uimamele lende nguzo yisho kwenu. And I was checking this afternoon. Are you aware that your season, this season, at SuperSport, you've played the most amount of football on the field ever since you started playing professional football? Are you aware that the 1,950 minutes on the field is the most of any of your seasons as a professional?
Wow. No, I didn't notice that.
Ngibalile ke namhlanje ba.
Serious?
Bangxisha kwi Pirates. 2014-2015 wadlala 71 minutes. 2013-2014 wadlala 259 minutes.
And then now?
1,950 minutes on the field.
How many seasons?
Just this season.
Just this season?
Yeah. I got paid, not paid this season. You could well break into the 2,000 minutes on the field.
Oh, wow, Robin. If you say, Kulumagan, you say this thing, you just give me a good bounce, man. Give me a good bounce.
You need good bounce.
What is that? Is there a good bounce or what is that, man? Come on.
What's a good bounce?
You need what? When you inching, when you like, wow, I'm asking a cousin 18, there's a good bounce or something like that. Wow. Stan Matthews. It was right, man. You know, Rob, man, when you coming from the big team, nah, like Orlando Pirates, and then you're going to SuperSport, and then I was not sure, and then the chairman of SuperSport, Stan Matthews, he came to Orlando Pirates office and then come fetch me. Imagine.
What landed? No transfer fee?
Personally, Rob.
The whole CEO?
The whole CEO, Stan Matthews.
Transfer fee?
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Some transfer, something like that. But I'm glad you go to manage my social and general good. How many, what, this, that, I play. Wow.
It's the most.
Wow.
So this has been your best career ever.
Imagine, I got a pain.
In a pella after Swallows, Manu Hambe, Tatim Twalo, or 12 kg back, Uhambe, Yemakai.
Wow. I didn't notice. And then, you know why, Rob, Rowan told me about most of the goals Eng was scoring Lego SuperSport.
Yeah.
I didn't notice Guti, most of the goals Eng was scoring Lego SuperSport since Ling Figile and the team I got Zileo.
Makore when?
Mankore mean.
We should find Lukore against Swallows.
Definitely. Yeah. There's no doubt. Like, first round, I did.
Yes.
I'm not scared of repeating again. As a Spanella to repeat again, isn't that to me? Ingijabulise kakhulu lento leyo ukuthi there's some people into engiyenzayo enhle bangitshele, and then there's some people into if mangenzi kahle, like I'm not performing, bangitshele. And then I was happy ukuthi Rowan angitshele situation ekanjena, the way ongitshela ngakhona ukuthi how many minutes I play ku SuperSport than engidlalile ku Orlando Pirates.
Thamsanqa Kabuza is my guest tonight. It is hashtag MSW, Mara Sports Worldwide, taking your WhatsApp voice notes. Plenty of those that are coming through. Don't sleep on it. We are no lalan in it.
Hey, Maldopoto. Hey, mangbingelele mfethu man. Mbingbingelele na leo nsizwa ngakithi. Le phansi kwelase mnambithi. Ngibingelela nje ngiyesaba leo nsizwa ngoba ngolohlano. Sizobe sibhekene nayo. Nginovalo ke ngoba ayisenzanga kahle kuloko ngidlulile. Kodwa ke mhlambe kumuntu akayibongele kakhulu umfoko Gabuza. Ababaningi abadlali abaqhamuka lapha kwelakithi e-150 mnambithi. Kodwa ke ngiyacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe uyongiphendula ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi abadlali bethu bangaphumeleli noma bangaveli ngoba umnambithi unebhola elihle kakhulu mangaphosisi nje kunalo mfana lo uMaduna odlalela amaZulu ibona nje ngibaziyo kuphela abaqhamuka ngakithi okusho ukuthi kusuka nje eStateville uziyofika phezulu le konkuthu phayikeni bafati abekho abadlali abangakwazi ukuthi bavele bazodlala ku-PSL. Kodwa ke phezu kwakho konke lokhu siyayibongela insizwa yakithi man. Siyayibongela uPhakamisile uMnambithi. Siyabonga kakhulu mfoka Gabuza. Uyibambe nje kanjalo qhawe lami. Usiphakamise kakhulu man ezwendla kithi. Umkhumbo kaKhumalo lo ozalwa le phezulu eDriefontein endaweni yaseBhatha. Ngiyabonga.
Oh, Mdung, Velasis, Bongakul, Mdung Dela. We'll get a response from Gabuza when he comes back from the break. Because right now, I can tell you, the WhatsApp voice notes are flooding in, so keep sending them through. Don't be late. Because coming up after the break, we'll take our final lap with Captain, my captain, captain of the season, after one game. A man who's getting very good, good bums.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
As the head, as the Hockey SA CEO, Marisa Langeni, former Hockey SA CEO with us here in studio. And when you break down the conversation about the men's hockey team and where they are now, there's a 50-50 split, which kind of makes me happy.
We have to increase the playing base of African black kids as well as players of color. Go to primary schools, introduce the sport. I think we could go very far.
It almost seems like it would be the former Model C schools. It might seem like it's the private schools that will get that privilege.
So some people hang on to the history of ex-Model C schools just being completely white. The demographics have changed because they do have the facilities. But also go to a Little Flower. Go to St. Joseph's where I went to Mthatha. Because all you need is a plastic hockey stick and a modified ball. And you can play on any surface.
Marawa Sports Worldwide. Monday to Friday weekdays. Wednesday nights. Soccer nights. Your nights.
But that of evening. Ngithangibuze la kumfaka Gabuza ukuthi engabe usunayo yini umakoti. Bangabunayo sesikhathi singanani aphila naye. Siwumuntu osomjwayele icharacter yakhe. Banjani abantwana? Like ngifuna ukwazi mani indlela aphila ngayo endlini. Than thina simbona ku-TV nama coaches wakhe nabadlali bakhe ngendlela abasho ngayo ukuthi ungayo. So ngifisa ukwazi ukuthi endlini umuntu kanjani man. Nasendlini wenza the very same thing ayenzayo nasemakhambini. Hayi man, this guy. Darob. And enye into engicela ukuyibuza ukuthi after aceda ukudlala masaretayile ebholeni ufuna ukuyibona enzani? Imuphi umkhakha afuna ukungena kuwo mhlawumbe still kiwo kwezemidlalo mhlawumbe coaching, analyzing or whatever nje. Esondelene ne-sports or mhlawumbe uzibona senza okunye okuhlukile mayiceda ukudlala. Thank you, Darob.
Ayi, ubuziweke mfethu.
Ayi, suka lapho kazi. Hayi kazi, mina ngumuntu right ne. Angifuni ukuqamba amanga. Angingamboni umuntu like engathi mhlambe sengihlala naye or se maybe ngishadile, angakashadi ne. Hayi, ngumuntu right kazi, ngumuntu right. Njengoba ungibona nje nguyena lo muntu engiyena. Yeah, and then ngiphendule umbuzo wakho ukuthi maybe after football ngizibona ngiyini.
I'm not sure because angeke ngibe nemicabango eminingi uyabona since ngisasebholeni okwamanje ngisasefocus emsebenzini kulo engiwenzayo ukuthi kaneke ngisadlala ibhola maybe after that okay ngakukhona ukudecide ukuthi after football ngifuna ukwenzani
uzoshada nini
kahle kakhulu yini kuleli station roba ngazi
I like those. Oh, you don't you prefer to do Melbourne?
Ah, no, Rob. If his cat must have woman and the mustn't tolile umuntu umaqondana wami iphakade lami.
Ngizibe bathi ini criteria.
Huh? Rob, you start now. What is that? What is that, Rob, man? Please, you start your thing. What is that?
Criteria.
Criteria. What is that?
In your Kyle. Criteria.
Criteria.
It is a Kyle, Mambo Sui Tolil. Cry.
Aye. Okay, that's cool, you know.
You're cut out.
Ukuluma nophilani la ePine Town. Ngibingelele kuwena nesihambeli sakho. Kanda. Baba. Okokuqala nje, ngifuna ukukubonga indlela ozimisela ngayo. One thing okumele uyazi ukuthi wena uyilida wena. Wazalwa uyilida Gabuza. Ikhera yakho lengayilandela kusuka kwi Golden Arrows. Wena with or without Ambend uyilida wena. Futhi namaplayer amanye ayakwazi lokho angaqinisekisa ile ngisho ukuthi uyilida wena and I'm hoping ukuthi sisezophinda sikubonile futhi ufakele ibhande kuqhubekana ngesizini ezayo. Isicelo sami la Gandaganda. Ngicela ijezi lika Captain. Jezi likade liqhuba uCaptain wadlala igame yakhe wayiwina eCaptain okokuqala kwePSL. Ngajabula ukuligqoka lelo jezi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mr. Marawa. And nawe Gandaganda mfethu uqhubeke. Sikubhekile nje uqhubekele phambili.
Oh, uzwileke Gandaganda. Phendula ngensizwa. Maningi lama voice notes. Siqhubekele phambili.
It is like Captain.
Angazi ke noma uSlim njengawe yini noma mhlawumbe umkhabano othile angazi
ayi kaze angazi ngizokubona kanjani or uzolithola la kuRobert like on Friday man since ngiwere ambelt in my life kuzoba iwin yami yokuqala in my life ngiwele ihambelt
so uzomnikeza
Friday definitely njengoba ngihamba nje nomphathi wami la eduzane hayi some organizer la ayikho inkinga
okay no I'm sure ubafana la uzosixhuma naye ngoba inombolo ziyabambeka ngapha sesobuyela kuyena kuzwile ukuthi jezi elakho
Good evening, Rob Marawa, Lenga in Lichtenberg. Can you please ask Tamsanqa Gabuza about the spanner? Yes, he was having in his hand on the game against Kaizer Chiefs. Did you go with it intentionally on the ground?
But you know, weapons on the field.
No, bro. It was personal. Ngisuke nasekhaya ispanela kasi. I was coming to close. The situations as zenzakala kakhulu man and isipanele ngisuke nasendlini lesi ukuthi ngizofixa ngayo iKaizer Chiefs impofana I'm sorry gents ukuthi kwenzeka the way ngakhona isipanele vele bengisiphethe and then nawo mawuthi uyakhumbula ukungibona bengihleli ebenjini lapha ngisiphethe lesipanele lesi ngisitshengisa igame ingakaqali ukuthi ngizosebenza ngisemsebenzini
manje bawudlala neChiefs udlala iaway game busiphatha kanjani isipanel
ngihamba naso Rob
but bayasho nje airport ukuthi no weapons no sharp objects no tools no potential weapons ngena kanjani aeroplane
no ngithi like Rob any home ground any away ground as is still our home ground
yeah
kushuthi la kukhona khona ugabuza isipanela sikhona
Okay. All right. Well, Mike on Twitter, Mike Tselang says, please ask Mr. Kabuza if he's good friends with referee Victor Gomes, because he likes to call him. Says, great player, though. But you know, something in Zanelayo between when no Victor Gomes.
Gomez, I hope you listen to me like Konane. Gomez is my friend since day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, since day one. That guy, that referee, man, it's difficult. It's another referee. It's another level. Yeah. And then since I communicate with Gomez through the game.
Yeah.
Nah. And then maybe when something happened, and then it's gonna shout me, nah, hey, be strong, you can't fall down so easy, a big man like this. I say, hey, it's a foul, Gomez. Foul, it's a foul. Don't tell me I'm big or I'm small. Foul, it's a foul. And then we fight and fit until we get like in a sizwane. And then like you like when is wrong is wrong, when is right is right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Amen. Good deal. Bye bye.
Prarop, ngikubulisa lapho ngibingelele no Thami lapho Kabuza. Prarop, leyo ndoda ngiyayisaluta. He has a very strong character. Kabuza is strong. After everything that has happened in the past, that boy was playing a beautiful football, Golden Arrows, under Mushinetu Krale, Shaila Magoli. A certain team yamsayina. Afika ama-fans akhona ambulisha, amhlukumeza emotionally. Ngiyakhumbula kwegame e-Black Leopards azashiya umdlalo egroundini. Abantu abaningi aba-understand i-football, ama-fans sometimes are harsh. Ngiyajabulela ukuthi uGabuza akazange inhliziyo yakhe ishone phansi ukuthi afise la akhwitha khona ibhola, kodwa yena he was harshly abused. And he was not the first one and not the last one, because still ama-fans are those teams. Still as abuse our players are wabo. So uGabuza ngithi pick up to him. Ukuthi akazange acabange ukuthi akhwithe ibhola just because of the treatment ayithola laphaya kuleya team. Ngiyabonga Rob.
Hey man, iqiniso ngelele bebebhuwisha ke abafethu. They were treating you like some crazy person, but he's praising you, saying booing or no booing, you carried on. Why? How?
Rob, you know good keneke uzilin, and then you know good keneke moshiya ikaya to go somewhere good to your servants keneke. You must know good keneke there's some people keneke abakubhekile. Sometimes if you easy to give up, and then shoot manje you fail abantu abaningi emva kwakho shoot, and then you kahle kahle abantu abalandelayo shoot now you make them good keneke they ayiki if you cha phambili. Angazi ngayichaza ngayithini ukuthi keneke sometimes fans they bring you to see ukuthi keneke there's something good kuwena ongayenza
test character yakho.
Yeah, ukuthi keneke ungazivaleli, like improve everything. Most of us I'm a player like South Africa, we're not consistent, Rob.
Is this not including
consistent.
You
we're not consistent. Yeah, including me in my days. Sometimes if I score tomorrow, I'm not scoring. The next week, I'm not scoring. The other 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I'm scoring. Sometimes it's like, fana kube happy to Rob. Goal after goal. That's why maybe I'm a supporter as Gwesing is cut. Like, if my harsh, they want something bad. Like, ngathini Rob, like, ekhaya, ne? If something went in there wrong, and then umama akuthethise shuthi uyasho ukuthi keneke uyayithanda ingane yakhe. And then if ungasathethiswa ekhaya, like okay, uyazenzela, it's fine, uyabukwa. Now you feel sad ukuthi keneke how if I do in the wrong la, but manje abangitsheli lutho.
Mamela ngifethe ngoba maningi lama voice note.
Hi Rob, this is Andrew from Rodipot. Rob, firstly I would like to greet the man that you have in the studio. I love his carefree attitude. I love that he's authentic. I love that he doesn't care about what everybody thinks. He just does himself. is such an inspiration, Rob, and I'm so happy for him, because when he left the mighty Buccaneers, he was a brigade of the Boo Boys. But they, you know, that's where you see that some of our fans, we don't know football, because he went to SuperSport and he's banging in goals, and it's our loss as mighty Buccaneers, but I'm very happy for him, Rob. And secondly, Rob, I just have two questions for him. Can you really expand on his comments that Dr. Khoza is his agent? Because I really want to understand, you know, the background in detail. And secondly, I know that he was very close with Senzo. Can you tell us a few things about Senzo, and what does he feel, you know, with what's happening at the moment, you know, with his court case and, you know, this back and forth that we're experiencing? Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much indeed, Andrew. Two questions, your agent and Senzo.
Yeah. Okay, first engizo kuphendula kuyona gazi, my agent, yeah, you're right, is Dr. Ivan Khoza, still say agent yami, namanje, yeah. The second one, yo, bra, now you ufuna ngibe emotional and you want me to cry, dog. I don't want to cry, dog. I'm here to rob to enjoy my session. Good again, I'm causing a future. Yeah. And then Masukulmega Senzo, it's emotional, dog. Ne? And then since the way is into Zenzaganga corner, and then saying is wrong about I don't watch TV, I don't see. Mbhale ukuthi what happened, if izinto zenzeke ngakhona and then kumuntu obuklose naye, it's not fair, man. It's not fair. It's painful. It's painful, man. It's really painful.
But you miss him though.
Too much. I was close na loya mfana loya na, and then is the one guy umuntu ongwalikhamile from home, KZN. And then it's one guy ongiphe indawo yokuhlala since ngifika ku Orlando Pirates. And mase ukhuluma ngaye, I don't say ukuthi ungakhulumi ngaye, mase ufaka igama lakhe and then ungibuza ngama situation, it's painful, it's really painful. And then ubona izinto the way zenzeka ngakhona, the way izinto abantu bazihenglisha ngakhona, the way kwenzeka ngakhona about number one goalkeeper Mzansi, what I singakhuluma ngaye until ekuseni, dog, but yeah, it's not right. I hope justice is umsebenzi wayo.
If you had one last chance to say something to Senzo Meiwa, what would that be?
Don't go there. Just don't go there.
In terms of where he was ultimately shot.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. I hear you. Let's lift the spirit, Kanglan. Let's lift the spirit, Baba. I wish you everything of the best. I mean, I looked at the time. I can't believe which is shy as I'll pick up his uli out. You continue to inspire. That is why I have enormous respect for you. And the conversations that we have, yeah, there'll be jokes and laughter, but I think they build a lot of people, and I think they build you as well as a human being. We've got 20 seconds left, so ngicela wena ugcinayo ukukhuluma ba.
To kubo bonke abantu abalalele iMarawa Sport World, thank you ngazo zonke izinto enizenzayo, ukuthi niyeke izinto enizenzayo, nilalele le show lena. Ngicela ukuthi nilalele njalo ngaso sonke isikhathi. Thank you ukungiphi support ngaso sonke isikhathi. If those I'm happy or I'm not happy, ngikhuthaze nalabo abangekho right, ngikhuthaze nalabo abasemgaqweni nasabasejele nabasesibhedlela. Ngithi ngaso sonke isikhathi sihlezi sinani, and nami I'm with you guys. Everything is possible. Let's work.
Captain of the year. After one game, it's top of the hour. I've got goosebumps. Bye-bye.
Sports news. Fresh and relevant.